Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to an exciting new interview podcast with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Honestly, when my sister and everybody was talking, where will you all go? I said, wherever we'll go, you all have to come together. I said, what? How ridiculous is that? And what kind of a Barjatia family film you make?
I was just going to say, hum saath saath hain.
The good part is that there's so much good work which is coming, and a lot of talented people are getting really good work. Now, everybody's gotten work. I think everybody's got their hands full of work. Now, the question will be that how do you stand out? And I think it'll only be with excellence. It'll only be if you excel.
Yami, it's so lovely to see you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Same,
congratulations are in order. You made such a pretty bride that you put a smile on all our faces. And even now, I love the Jojo Roos. I love the red bangles. You're just so pretty. I have lots of questions about that. But first,
thank you.
First, I have to ask you, Yami, I feel like I can no longer keep track of all the films that you're doing, all right? Because it feels like every time I look at your social media, there is a look or there's an announcement or there's an upcoming thing. Okay, here are the ones I know of. There's A Thursday, there's Dasvi, there's Bhoot Police, which is coming up. There's also, what else? Tell me. There's
Lost. I'm shooting for Lost right now.
Which you're shooting for. And I saw that it was, in some places I saw it as Lost in Kolkata, but it's just Lost, is it?
It's just Lost, yeah. I'm not lost in Kolkata. I'm just shooting for Lost, trying to find ourselves somewhere in Lost.
Tell me, how many films are you doing? And does it ever get overwhelming how busy you are right now?
You know what's happened? I think I waited for this time since really long, and I think it's all come together suddenly, and I'm very thankful for it. But yeah, I have to make up for all that in, I think, 1 year it seems. Or I feel in my journey post Vicky Donor, or maybe a couple of films has begun now, so I think I have to just somehow just absorb myself and just be happy and never complain about it. Yes, it can get a little overwhelming, especially when it comes to scheduling. And I don't want to be in a space where you're not giving enough time for homework for every film and every character. I don't believe in just having volume of films and announcements, and which is great, but doesn't make any sense if you're not adding anything or doing something different, and is they just then end up sounding like PR plugs. And I need to work a lot on myself, which I needed, and I'm still doing it. It'll happen with every film. But I'm just glad that also whatever I'm doing or whatever I'm choosing to be a part of, they're all different from one another, be it in terms of genres and roles. And just a little time in between to work on them will be great. And yes, I wouldn't complain to spend a little time with my husband, which I haven't gotten now.
I was just going to say, where in the middle of all these films did you find the time to get married?
You know, as much as it sounds like an irony, but I owe this to the pandemic, the timing of it. It feels very weird to say this, but the kind of schedules we both have and the kind of commitments we both have, we didn't see it happening this year, honestly. And we didn't want to, obviously, this is not something that you want to rush in through, you know, such an important moment of your life. But as it said, that whenever it's, you know, the God's, will, or whenever it's meant to be, just meant to be. And this is, we didn't plan it. And I think it happened in the most beautiful way. This is actually what I wanted. This is who we are. And I'm glad that it resonated with so many people, and with, you know, people whom I probably, I don't even interact or connect, or so many, fans and social media and everyone. It just felt they all came and became a part of a small celebration and really celebrated what, you know, we believed in.
So it was a totally impromptu wedding?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How did you guys just looked at each other and said, let's get married?
No. We had started. No, it's not
it's not
that kind of thing. It's not filming. No, we started interacting during the promotions of Uri. And that is when we started knowing each other, and then the friendship started. And, you know, it had been almost a year and a half, and actually over 2 years. And yeah, that's about it. And we were just like, okay, let's get married. And our families were equally happy, or probably even more happy. We were just supposed to get engaged. And then we were going to take, you know, time take its due course whenever the time was right for a wedding. But my nani was like, listen, this engagement and all is not a part of our culture. So how about getting married? So I'm like, okay. And then Aditya asked, he said, are you ready? You want to, shall we? I said, I don't know what it means, honestly. Are you ready? I don't know. I still don't know. I'm still not able to absorb the feeling that I'm married. I just feel the same. I just feel maybe more happy. And I said, yeah, okay, done. Everybody is happy. Everybody is good. And let's do it. Let's do it at our home in Himachal, and just went with it.
It's so beautiful. Just you in that red and those trees behind, those images were just so lovely.
Thank you.
Tell me, Yami, but you still haven't told me, how many films are you doing?
So apart from these, this is my fourth film that I'll be completing in pandemic. And apart from that, there are three more, and which are lined up. And I will hopefully be able to complete it through by the end of the year. And if we're not hit by another wave. So it's been quite challenging, really challenging in a lot of ways. But you've got to take that risk. You've got to take that challenge and not complain when you get something which you've been yearning for and you feel that you deserved it. So no complaints, just hoping. And just with every film, I'm curious. With every film, there's an inquisitiveness that is it, you know, have I given my best? Is it something, you know, I really want to explore that path where, I know it sounds very ironical when we say in a sentence, but work towards becoming more and more natural with your every performance. More and more believable with your every performance. It's very easy to, you know, just read a script and easiest thing to just say your lines. But to actually be in that moment can be the most challenging thing that you have to learn. And there's so many actors when you watch their performance and you feel, how do they just do it? How is their comedy as effortless as some of the most intense scenes? And that's the journey. That's the journey that I want to be on, regardless of the genre. It doesn't matter. Even if it's a booth police, which is where it's an out and out entertainer or anything, I want to be on a path where I'm learning something with every film and not just filling up, you know, films and just the star cast and just, okay, let's move on. There has to be something substantial coming out of it.
And I'm assuming there was no time for a honeymoon.
No, I think this is this word is just made up, I feel, by just some people. There was no time for.
Aisa kuch hota hi nahi hai.
Aisa kuch, I think, hota hi nahi hai. Mujhe nahi lagta aisa kuch hota hai. I think, theek hai. Matlab, haan, obviously, you wish. Aapka man karta hai, aap, you know, thoda aur time spend karo families ke saath. And we both, honestly, when my sister and everybody was talking, where will you all go? I said, wherever we'll go, you all have to come together. I said, what? How ridiculous is that? And what kind of a, you know, Barjatya family film you make?
I was just going to say, hum saath saath hain.
But, you know, it's we are, that's who we are as people. We love having our families around and just, you know, spending time with each other. I think that's what life is when you're not working, to build up something which gives you happiness, which makes you feel like home. And
I have to tell you that when Vinod and I got married, we were together for about a week, and then his brother and their best friend joined us. So I'm completely on board with the family on the honeymoon. There's no issue. But you know, Yami, you talked about when you were doing Uri, and you said that you had a lot of questions about your character. And you said Aditya told you that a good script should have all the answers to all the questions you have, provided you read it enough times so that you know the first word of the next page. That was the advice he gave you. Did you follow this?
First of all, Amazing how you remember the advice. That's...
But it's amazing advice. It's amazing advice.
Absolutely. To the T, I follow that advice because it is so true. You know, we keep leaning on when we keep looking for things and references, which is great. You do need it sometimes. But there are certain scripts which I've just done or been a part of where you don't have many references, where you don't know what to watch, you don't know what to do. And are you doing it? Are you doing your homework enough? What is homework? So he said, if it's a good script, yes, that's true. All the answers are in it. Till you, it tires you that, listen, I've read it enough number of times. That is the level of dedication and time you need to give to your script. I feel that's very, very imperative. And the more I started doing this as an actor, it's really helped me. It's really helped me, not at all just for my character, but to have a wider perspective for the entire script as it is. I think when you do a film and when you really feel a script, there's no chance that you cannot not think in totality for what works for the script. You don't come out as a hero. It's the script which is always the hero. If the script works, you work. It can never, it'll be painful if you say, you know, she performed really well, the character was good, but the film was not, you know, up to the mark. So you'd want your film, you know, to stand out, and then we all follow. So absolutely, I swear by that, and it really works. I mean, there are some really small things, these details, which I think make a huge difference in the long run.
Tell me, you remember we spoke, Yami, it was a few days after Bala. Just like 4 or 5 days, you know, Bala had just sort of exploded. And I remember you and I talking, and you said to me that, you know, your journey has been tough because you didn't come in with a last name. You didn't have friends within the industry. And I remember you saying that Bollywood can break you. Now, Yami, now that you have the success and you have the brands and you have the millions of followers on Instagram, what are the challenges of this phase?
I'm not really taking it as, yes, a lot has changed after our conversation between, there've been a lot of films, there've been a lot of good work that has happened, but I'm really trying to distance myself from these things when it comes to, you know, so many followers on Instagram or so many, your brands. Of course, these things are really important, but I constantly try and remind myself what got me here, which is my craft, which is my work, and the belief that if I'm saying I need good work, then I need to be worthy of it. I need to deserve it. And that only come with what I put it out there. So I think this is the only thing that I'm feeling. And as I said, I don't say any of these things that I don't come with a last name or I don't have any that kind of circle that, you know, that I'm working my career with them, or, you know, I have anyone looking out for me. And I'm very happy with that. I'm very happy with the fact that
you're not complaining about this.
I'm not complaining. And that feeling is great when you don't owe anyone anything. It's your mistakes. It's your own success. Of course, there are always people behind it. There is your family. There is, I'm glad, Aditya, you know, who's family. And you need a very strong emotional support. Of course, we're all strong in our own ways. Everybody's had their own journey. Everybody has their own experiences. We're as good as what we've experienced. But deep down within, I think everybody has, you know, is full of emotions, is carrying a lot of emotional baggage, that now that we're talking about mental health and so many things. Deep down, all of us are vulnerable in some way or the other. But you realize that at the end of the day, it's your work, yes, which is very important, but that's not the only thing in life. You need that sanity. You need, the problem is because the nature of the job is as such, we carry everything home. We carry everything to our heart, carry everything, you know, everything becomes so personal. Even if someone says something about you, writes something about you, which you like, are you, how come this person didn't understand what, you know, my performance was, or could be anything. We carry everything inside, and we somehow start conditioning ourselves to be able to detach from our work and also have a parallel life, which gives you that peace of mind. Otherwise, this is a place where, you know, you don't realize a day is just already over. It's already, you know, the next day, and you keep again. It just becomes a cycle. It just becomes a habit and routine. So I think for me, the biggest learning will be, of course, to keep doing good work, to keep my sensibility on when it comes to scripts, to balance it out with what I'm, you know, the kind of work I want to do and the kind of setup and industry that we're working in, the kind of audience we have, to kind of balance all the aspects and have a good life where you're happy and you can enjoy what you're doing. I mean, we're constantly, there is so much stress around, and I think we need to stop taking a lot of things seriously and just take things for what they are and just breathe.
That's lovely. On. Yes. To breathe would be lovely. You know, I remember one more thing you said in that conversation we had was that I'm not a networker. I don't go out and sort of network. That's not something you can do. So tell me, does that change now that you and Aditya are this sort of, you constitute this kind of power couple, but I don't know him at all. But I tried to interview him after Uri and he didn't even give me an interview. So I'm assuming he's even more private than you are.
Absolutely. And just right after the wedding, there was suddenly, you know, these endorsements and these things which, you know, you're offered, and because of you, the power couple and all that, we don't know all of that. And I know him, he's really shy, and I would respect that. I in fact, this is one of the things that I really adore about him. He's a self-made man, and I have so much respect in him for him, for the way he's carried himself through and through. I know I've been a part of this journey. I've known his journey, even if, you know, it's just been about 2.5 years, but I know a lot about him that defines his character, which means the most, you know, in this world. Your name, your fame, your respect, your films, all that is great. But your ethics and the core value system that a person holds, I think that's commendable about Aditya. And I actually find it really, really fascinating when he's shy and he's you know, has his own space, and that makes him who he is. And for nothing, I think I'm gonna change it. So I don't know this thing about power couple. I think a couple, or as an individual, I think you're strong. I think that's what maybe makes a power couple. But networker, yes, I think again, one of the things which both of us have in common, we both not very social people. Yes, we have a very small social circle, but not really, very, very difficult to move out of that or move out of. That's one thing which I think we'll have to do without. I'll have to accept that, okay, I cannot network. So let just that be. You can't work on everything and you need not. And so is Aditya. So we enjoy. So after my shoot or his day of, you know, his long day of work, we come back, we cook a meal. We all enjoy, have a good laugh, watch something nice, and that's it. When it comes to an end, so we enjoy that.
Tell me, Yami, what are the rules of engagement when husband and wife are in the same field of work? You know, do you take his advice for roles that you might choose? Is he discussing the superhero Vicky Kaushal film with you? You know, what are their lines? Are there like sort of very specific lines that I won't talk about this and you can't talk about this?
Not really. I think we've kept it very fluid. And by the way, I have read the script, and I think it's one of the best scripts that I've read, Ashwathama.
How exciting!
I can tell you at least that. I'm very, very excited to see. I think one of the Aditya's mind, the kind of mind he has and the kind of vision he has, I don't think it's very easy to contain it in a bracket. And I think it's just phenomenal. It's again, he's someone who doesn't believe in making projects. He wants to believes in cinema, believes in creating something. Why not take, you know, the industry ahead, the cinema, our industry ahead, and do something which we talk about when it comes to other industries and other languages. So, and for me, yeah, we don't have really a hard and fast rule that, oh, you know, we're going to keep it absolutely, you know, out of form or absolutely, I'm not going to discuss it with you. No, I discuss it as, because I used to discuss it with my parents also, I still do, that, you know, this is the film, I'll call my mom or I'll call my dad. So now there's another member added in that. So I love doing it just to take a perspective because I believe in their perspective. And he always keeps telling me that, Yami, you have a really good sense of scripts. Of course, some of them you would have to excuse me, which I was also aware that what were those films, but then that's fine. I think it's a journey and that's okay. You got to experience everything.
Absolutely.
But he said, you stick to it. You always listen to your gut. I think you have a really good sense of script overall and you must stick to it. And for him also, if there's something which he feels, you know, which he just wants to share that, you know, this is what I thought of. Why not? Are we both open to discussion to an extent that, yes, if there is something which I'll feel that, you know, I really want to do and it might not have, we may not share the same perspective, but if I feel that, no, this is something I really want to do or there's something about it which I can't articulate, but something in me tells me I should do, I'll do it. And same with him. And I think that's how it should be, because at the end of the day, it should be our decision.
I remember also when we chatted, you talked about the pressure on women in the Hindi film industry to look a certain way all the time. You know, because of course, the PAPs were out and everybody has a phone, even if it's not, you know, wherever you are, people have a phone. The pressure to be a brand on an actress, you know, the pressure to kind of cater to your social media audience, which is a whole other set of people and in the millions. With success, Yami, do you feel that pressure more or less?
It depends what success means to you. And for me, it means when people accept you for what you are and you make those rules for yourself. As I said, yes, I'm very much aware that we're in an industry where everything is out there, everything is expected to be out there about you. Even some of the most personal things, yeah. People might say that, you know, your fans want to know, or this is what makes you connect with them. This is how they feel connected. If they feel, oh, even she is someone like that, and so am I, and it gives you that, you know, that connect. Great. But I wouldn't want to be in a space where I'm really overpowered or I feel very overpowered or I feel very overwhelmed about this entire scenario. I don't think the kind of person I am, I can do that. Of course, we have our teams and entourage and people taking care of our, you know, digital work and everything. Of course, yeah. They are. But that also you need to drive. You need to be driver of that side of your team also, where where all the accounts don't start looking identical, because this is in trend now. Come on, we have to put out a picture. You're doing yoga, you have to put out a picture. I'm like, listen, guys, I can't do this. If I feel like, I will. And there's something which, you know, learned, and something which looks just picture perfect. I'm like, listen, the whole idea of yoga is defeated if, you know, this is what it comes back to. So yeah,
you're doing yoga, post a picture.
And post a picture. I'm like, I will do when I feel like. There are times when you just know, okay, you want to share something. But I think social media, it started with a very different purpose, maybe to connect. And again, everybody will have their own meaning, and I can't speak for anyone else. But for me, it was something to do outside my work, something to do which interests me otherwise. Otherwise, I know what's happening with everyone, I know. But problem is that talking about this whole pressure and branding and looking, and we're ourselves somewhere contributing to it. So it's become a circle,
Yeah. You
know, and, you know, everyone... We complain probably of too much paparazzi, but then somewhere deep down, everybody's expecting also to be papped, you know, and you dress in a certain way. There has to be an airport look, or this is how you should look when you're coming out of somewhere. I would not want to get into my head. It's fine. I think I look decent enough. I look appropriate, if I can say, in whatever I want to wear. And you can't deal with so much. Maybe this was the reason when we talk about, you know, a couple of weeks back, Dilip sir, he passed away. And all of a sudden, of course, you again go back to his films and, you know, the kind of work they've done. They've left a legacy.
Yeah.
And And I think to myself, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think to myself, was it apart from the fact they were so talented and so passionate about their work? I'm not taking away passion from our generation.
Yeah.
But is it also because they were less distracted or they were less burdened under these things that we ourselves have created today? And maybe, I don't know, because there's seldom any complaint. The frames are picture perfect. The expressions are on point. You pick up any of those classic films until 70s, especially. You know, of course, then you have an advance. So you have, I'm going to be working with Pankaj Kapoor, with Pankaj sir soon. Oh. So I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is it because I'm sure they must be dealing their own pressure with their own pressures, which must be there at that time. But was it because there were less distractions and there were less these things that they could focus more on the craft than these 10,000 things that we've become a part of? So I think, again, your own journey, you make your own rules. I make my own. I made my mind. I made peace with, okay, this is those things. If I need to repeat something, I will repeat something. I'm sorry. I'm not going to hire someone just to dress me up to go from one place to another. I can't do that. The thing is, the good part is that there's so much good work which is coming, and a lot of talented people are getting really good work. Now everybody's gotten work. I think everybody's got their hands full of work. The question will be that how do you stand out? And I think it'll only be with excellence. It'll only be if you excel, you know. So and for that you need that little focus, and that maybe I don't know how others do it, but yeah, I'd like to be happy doing whatever I'm doing and do something which I connect with and not something which is forced upon me, because that's the way it is. I can't do that. And this is the time, this is exactly the reason why it took so long to reach here, because I never wanted to do something which I don't feel from my heart. It'll never go well with me. It'll never get me anything. So stick to who, being, you know, who you are, and things will happen. It'll take time, but it'll happen eventually.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said. And good on you for making your own rules. Please continue to do that. And really, genuinely, congratulations again. It's always so lovely to see you.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you so much. And I know you'll say, please call me, but it just doesn't come naturally. So I'm going to stick to what I Thank you so much for always being so warm and being really honest with you know, what you feel, and just having a conversation versus, you know, anything else. So it's always nice. It's very refreshing.
And have a great shoot. Cannot wait to see you on screen soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm looking forward.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.